So, Miles, you just got let out of the Halifax Regional Police headquarters in Halifax after being there for 10 hours. How did you get put in there today?
Well, the police showed up after an eviction notice was issued totally shamefully on Remembrance Day. No honor for the veterans, no thought about what this day might signify. Just a heavy-handed worded release, eviction notice again saying get out of Victoria Park. Some police officers showed up. They formed a line in front of the occupiers, and then a group of others began to systematically take down tents. A lot of these tents belong to street youth or homeless population. This was their only homes. These were their only possessions. So there's a lot of emotion involved, a lot of people sort of scattering, a lot of inherent fear of police from prior dealings with them. At one point, we began to feel that this was just gonna, continue to happen before our eyes. So I took it upon myself when I sat down on what was now a partially dismantled tent, and I just thought that, this is somebody's home, and whatever's in here is whatever they have, and it's being completely disrespected, and they have nowhere else to go.
Did the police at any time like try and talk to anyone that was there and, get them to take down the tents, or was there any communication? Did the police actually?
There was one or two attempts at communication saying, you've been served this notice of eviction, you have to leave, you have to get out. You have to understand the weather today in Halifax was, one of the rainiest days of the year, and it does rain very heavily here in the Maritimes from time to time, and this was one of those days where it's just a classic storm. So to try to break up a community in a orderly fashioned way today of all days, when there's just absolute downpour, and like I said, when this is some people's only place to stay, and you're breaking up a community, and a true sense of community for a lot of people who haven't experienced that in a long time, to just come in with, 40 police officers and just say, "Now's the time. You've got to go. We don't care where you go. Just go." It's totally heavy-handed. So yeah, there was some attempts at communication, but the entire notion of it is completely ludicrous.
So there were some tents that were taken down and a few different like lines that formed with protesters. Why did you sit down on the tent that you sat down on?
I don't know why I picked that tent over all the others. I felt that I just needed to go there, and I think a lot of people felt the same way, that what we were watching was just the systematic kind of destruction of a lot of people's property. And what was happening, I think, was generally felt was that there was a line of police officers just sort of occupying our time, occupying our sort of anger and venting and words that were just sort of standing in front of us, while smaller groups of police officers all over the place were just taking down tents, putting them in garbage bags, and carting them off to nobody knows where. So I began to feel that just sort of yelling or, venting at the line of police officers that was in front of us was not going to accomplish anything, that the camp would be taken down anyway. So yeah, I sat down on the tent that they were then focused on dismantling. I just sat down and I thought, this will be, I don't want you to take this tent.
And what happened then?
A group of other people, we all sort of sat down at the same time. They told us, you're obstructing justice at this point. We will arrest you. Get off the tents. We were aware that, we were probably going to be arrested. They're basically within 4 minutes, I would say, pandemonium completely ensued. I watched two people right in front of me just get dragged brutally, getting stepped on, getting, manhandled, watching fists connect with bodies, police officers just assaulting people. And I was, pretty much screaming out that this is, look what's happening, look what's happening right behind you, trying to instill perhaps some humanity into the police officers that were sort of staring down at us as we're sitting there. Then the guy that was right in front of me, I saw him get dragged away. I was holding onto his arm. There were probably about 5 or 6 hands on his face, just dragging him away. His glasses have been smashed. And I looked at him and I figured I'd better let him go just so that, you know, something's not going to get dislocated, either his arm or mine. So I let him go. And then I was definitely voicing my complaints as to the treatment that was happening to everybody around me at this point. And then, you know, they were motioning to me, and it was, I pretty much understood that I would be next. And then a group of officers grabbed me and just dragged me through the mud, ripped off my poncho, ripped off my hat, dragged me out onto the street, handcuffed me, threw me down into the road, took a knife to my backpack, cut it up, then just threw me in a paddy wagon face first.
Have you ever experienced anything like that before?
No.
How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel initially right now at 2 a.m. very angry at the way that we've been treated, at the way that this order came down, at the shameful manner that this administration has totally defouled a day that was meant to remember people that, you know, that served their country in order that we could protest, quite simply here, that fought for freedom so that we could have our freedom to fight for further freedoms, and then to have, in my opinion, a fascist state come down on us in such a manner and just, you know, just totally destroy, really with very little reason, something that was a community, something that was feeding people, something that was keeping kids off the streets, something that was, you know, keeping kids off of heroin, something that was keeping kids from thieving. There's a lot of counseling going on there. There's a lot of positive things going on there that people will not find otherwise in this city. And that has been, for the moment, destroyed by this mayor in a shameful manner, destroyed by his goons, the police force, in a totally shameful manner. And I would ask you to just consider that. If you don't agree with the politics of Occupy Nova Scotia, and to be quite honest, I don't even know what those are. I don't know what those politics are. But if this movement has taught you anything, it's that there's a significant population of people within this city that have no other opportunities and have no other options but to live in a tent city. And to deny them the right to live together in a community simply because they are an at-risk community that can be taken out heavy-handedly by police does not mean that they should be, and demonstrates a complete lack of compassion, humanity, and thought at all for anybody else. But I can't even fathom what by this administration. It's shameful.
So the mayor had issued a previous eviction notice from Grand Parade. How did this one differ?
I don't even know how it differed. It was just more of the same, just more of the, you know, we, you know, this big brother or this father like talking down to, you know. And to do this, we had met with the mayor, we had met with veterans, and come to what we perceive to be an agreement, come to what we perceive to be a way to share Parade Square as a site to remember, as a site to honor. And we left that place spotless. We relocate to Victoria Park, and in the middle of a rainstorm, the mayor's thugs come in and take down everything within 2 hours' notice, with not even enough time to take anything down, you know. And there were street kids that were beginning to flee because they've experienced dealings with the police that have been less than positive, like the ones that I've just had. And, you know, even if they had let us, you know, immediately take down everything, there would not have been enough time. They just came in and did whatever they wanted.
Is there anything else you want to add about today?
I would ask that everybody in Halifax, everybody around Nova Scotia, everybody who sees this, just think about what this means to you, and think about what this means, whether or not you think that, you know, capitalism sucks, or whether or not you think that, you know, we need to reinvent the system or whatever it is, or whether Occupy means anything to you. I would ask you to consider the way that it was dealt with. And I would ask you to consider the long-standing repercussions that stands to have for you all as a community. It's often the vanguards of movements, the tips of the icebergs, that get chopped down like this, But you're going to see that there are now cameras, surveillance cameras in Victoria Park. You're going to see that there are now surveillance cameras in Grand Parade Square. And it will be easy for someone like Mayor Kelly, who's totally has no conscience as far as I'm concerned, to blame this on a movement such as Occupy, to say that this is for your safety. But what in fact we are witnessing is a heightened state of surveillance, and that removes all of our freedoms. And what we were doing today, and what we've been doing for the last 4 weeks, is actually simply exercising a freedom. And that has been taken away. And now that there are cameras in place in public spaces, I would question what this means for the future for all of us, not just street kids, homeless people, or dreamers who prefer to live in tents and talk about the future rather than, you know, sit alone and wish for a better tomorrow by themselves. So think about that and get behind this as much as you possibly can, because this will affect you in the future.
Thanks.